The Biden administration dropped a new hint this week. It may further extend the freeze on federal student loan payments for tens of millions of borrowers as the White House weighs a final decision. The pause first started when COVID took hold. Education Department bosses told the companies that manage federal student loans to hold off on sending required notices to borrowers about their payments. Politico reports the guidance to loan servicers did not announce a further extension of the payment pause, but the directive is the clearest indication yet that the Biden administration is leaning toward another extension of pandemic relief. Adam Minsky is a Boston-based attorney. He helps people with their student loan debt. He's also a senior contributor at Forbes, and he tells us on WTOP tonight, if the White House does not act, the student loan pause goes away the 1st of May.
So far, it's a little bit unclear. Right now, it is looking like the payment pause is supposed to end on May 1st, but a lot of consumer rights advocates and borrower associations have been pushing the administration to extend the pause. And for the first time, a key White House official last week did suggest that a further extension of the pause is under consideration. So, you know, it's anyone's guess right now what's going to happen.
There is increasing talk, as there has been for quite a while, about debt forgiveness. What are you hearing about that front and whether it would perhaps be announced even as a new pause was announced?
The administration has adopted what they're calling a targeted student loan forgiveness approach, where they've been essentially trying to relax the rules around existing federal loan forgiveness programs to allow more people to qualify. And according to the Education Department, around $16 billion in student loan forgiveness has already been approved under the expansions of these programs. Now, that being said, of course, a lot of folks are pushing for broader loan forgiveness through executive action. And the administration has not made any commitments about doing something more widespread. But the same White House official that suggested that there could be a further extension of the student loan pause hinted that at least they're considering whether there can be any additional student loan forgiveness. And he went further and said that we might know before payments would resume, either before May 1st or if there's an extension before that extended deadline.
Do you have any guess as to whether the Biden administration is ready to pull the trigger on something like this and forgive a lot of student loan debt?
My true, honest answer is I don't know. The reality is that, you know, I don't think people are going to see every dollar of student debt wiped out. But I do think there's a real possibility that we could see some sort of broad-based loan forgiveness. What that looks like, what the amount might be, whether there's going to be eligibility criteria attached, those types of details, I really don't.
You had mentioned that people have had loans forgiven by President Biden's administration so far.
So far, it's only been federal student loans, and it's been primarily under three main programs. The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which allows borrowers who devote their careers to nonprofit and government work to get their loans forgiven after 10 years of service. They've also relaxed some of the requirements around the Total Permanent Disability Discharge Program, which allows disabled borrowers to get their loans forgiven if they're unable to maintain gainful employment. And finally, they've also done some work to expand relief under the Borrower Defense to Repayment Program, which allows federal student loan borrowers to request debt cancellation if they were defrauded or misled by their school.
Fair to say that's a small sliver of the overall pie?
It is. $16 billion sounds like a lot because of the word billion, but it actually amounts to less than 1% of total outstanding student debt.
The Biden administration, let's say, come May 1st, does not extend the student loan payment pause. What is your best advice then for borrowers over these next couple of months to prepare?
Number one, make sure your contact information is up to date. A lot can happen in 2 years. People move, servicers change. So make sure that the Department of Ed and your loan servicer has all of your current up-to-date contact information, including phone number, email address, and mailing address. Figure out what your payments are going to be once the payment pause ends and start budgeting for it and see if the payment plan that you're in is the right payment plan for you. With regard to income-driven repayment, the administration has said they're going to relax the application procedure for folks or the recertification for folks that are already in those plans to make it easier to get a payment calculated. So now really is the time to prepare for that, just in case payments do actually restart in May.
What's your advice for private loan borrowers who haven't been protected by the CARES Act during this whole time?
It's really tough for private student loan borrowers because, like you said, the CARES Act hasn't applied and, you know, any sort of additional student loan forgiveness will likely be limited to federal student loans only. So options are limited. The best bets for folks is if you have a high interest rate and tough repayment terms, you can look into refinancing through a different lender to get better rates, better terms, and hopefully a more affordable repayment.
Is the mentality shifting on that now, that this burden is just too much and we've got to find a way to forgive it?
Absolutely. It's been a huge sea change. I think it's a combination of the fallout from the financial crisis in 2007, 2008, when we saw these big banks and big corporations be bailed out by the government. I think it's that combined with exploding student loan debt and the fact that so many folks have been so underwater for so long. I mean, we talk about, you know, sort of the moral obligation to repay debt. So many people have repaid their debt several times over and still owe more than they started with. So I think all of that has combined really to create a climate that is much more open to drastic measures like broad-based student loan forgiveness, to the point where it's obviously being discussed at the highest levels of government.
It's not as if people are kicking back and not paying anything. They're paying many times over, and it still doesn't seem to be enough.
That's correct. And that's in large part because of the way interest accrues for federal student loans. We've gradually eliminated subsidies so that even by the time people graduate, they owe more than they started with. And then, you know, due to a combination of how income-driven repayment works, coupled with deferments and forbearances and unexpected events, including default, it is very common for people to feel like they will never be able to repay these loans. It is a common thing that I hear in my practice all the time.
That's attorney and Forbes senior contributor Adam Minsky. He was on Skype.